Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a very great and confusing day. Reports that the president not only has COVID, but that he also has cancer. The White House has tried to clarify all of that. We will get to that and what the truth holds. There's also a different statement about the president's case of COVID from President Trump. Is it a real Trump statement? Did President Trump really say this? Or is it somebody's idea of humor? For the record, it seems to me that this is a perfectly in-character Donald Trump response to Joe Biden's cancer. We will be not cancer to his COVID. He did have cancer. He had skin cancer before the presidency. He had always admitted it. It was part of his health reports. He's had some serious health problems, as most people do by the time you reach the age of 79. And let me say at the very outset, and not just because of Kamala Harris, who's waiting in the wings, but just because it's decent and right. Everybody should wish the president a very speedy and full recovery. And stop speculating about him getting these COVID, the new variant of COVID, which apparently is producing only mild symptoms for the leader of the free world, as the president is often called. Not just this president, the presidents in general. In any event, with all of that going on, we all are here to sort through the confusion. There's less confusion among Democrats about crime. Finally, much too late, Democrats, maybe including President Biden or whoever is manipulating him and running him behind the scenes, speculation from Maria Bartiromo that Biden is drugged out and not all there and actually being manipulated by puppeteers behind the scenes in the White House. Is that true? Is that even useful? Another vote in the House of Representatives to try to fend off a potential Supreme Court change in the way that Americans live their lives. What change are we worried about today? Today it is people being deeply worried about contraception and the access to contraception. And look, I think Republicans who this time voted overwhelmingly against this rule, which nonetheless passed in the House because, of course, Republicans are still, for a couple of months at least onward, the minority in the House. The House today passed a bill that would protect access to contraception on a federal level. As Democratic lawmakers say they fear the recent Supreme Court ruling ending the constitutional right to an abortion could endanger other protections. The bill passed 228-195, largely along party lines. There were, this time, there were much fewer people on the Republican side who voted with the Democrats to protect birth control, despite the fact that the studies show that about 65% of women between the ages of 15 and 49 in the U.S. use contraception. Gallup opinion polls show access to contraceptives is backed by more than 9 in 10 Americans. Yes, I believe that is probably accurate, or maybe even an understatement. The idea of getting the government to go back to the position of blocking access even for married couples, and that was what the Griswold case was about, to go back and revisit that, it specifically does not follow. And I think it's notable that Justice Kavanaugh And we've talked about this before, that Justice Kavanaugh, in his concurring opinion on the Dobbs case, actually was very clear and explicit that nothing in the Dobbs decision was meant to threaten the access to birth control or anything else. Okay, first, the news of the day. The Wall Street Journal reports President Biden tested positive for COVID-19 as the oldest president in U.S. history was confronted with the latest wave of a pandemic he has sought to move beyond. The White House said today that the president, 79, has very mild symptoms and he's begun taking Paxlovid. He will isolate at the White House and continue to carry out all of his duties fully during that time. Dr. Kevin O'Connor, Mr. Biden's physician, wrote in a letter released by the White House that the president was experiencing a runny nose and fatigue with an occasional dry cough, which began last night. The president is fully vaccinated and twice boosted, so I anticipate that he will respond favorably, as most maximally protected patients do, Dr. O'Connor wrote. First Lady Jill Biden told reporters in Michigan that she had spoken to her husband earlier in the day. Quote, he's doing fine. He's feeling good. She said Dr. Biden said she had tested negative earlier in the day and would stick to her schedule and remain masked per CDC guidelines. Vice President Kamala Harris also tested negative for COVID-19 today, according to a White House official. The official said she was last together with Mr. Biden on Tuesday and would continue with her schedule, which included a visit to Charlotte, North Carolina, as planned. Mr. Biden, who last tested negative on Tuesday, 2 days ago, according to the White House, has been in touch with members of the White House staff and will participate in his meetings by phone and Zoom from the residence. By the way, for the hearings tonight, it was announced that Benny Thompson, the congressman from Mississippi, who has also announced that he has tested positive for COVID, virtually it seemed like everyone is getting it right now. I will let you know if that happens to me. Thank God, not yet. But Benny Thompson is going to be presiding over the hearings tonight, which begin at 5 o'clock Pacific time, 8 p.m. Eastern time tonight. He's going to preside over those hearings via Zoom or some kind of virtual connection, but he will not be there in person. They will have in person the Matthews, Sarah Matthews, who was in the communications department, and Matthew Pottinger, who was a ranking member, former Marine, a ranking member of the National Security Staff. They are two prominent people, among the most prominent people, who resigned immediately after January 6th. Talk tonight that they may be reviewing actually some of the outtakes, which is kind of amazing that they got them, the outtakes of the Trump statement when he finally at 4 o'clock posted a video asking the rioters to please go home and telling them how much he loved them and admired them and that you are very special. I think the idea of trying to appeal to people by saying you're so special, we're all special, we're all distinct. President Trump has this response to the announcement of President Biden's illness, and couldn't be more gracious, right? Statement by Donald A. Trump, 45th President of the United States of America. Joe Biden, who many have said is our worst president, has come down with a case of the China virus despite being vaccinated. I hope Sleepy Joe was able to bounce back quickly, much as I was. Doctors described my fight against the China virus as Herculean, and not meaning the woke Disney Hercules, but rather the Kevin Sorbo one. The Lou Ferrigno one as well. Joe, I wish you a speedy recovery, even though you are taking America in the wrong direction. No one wants Kamala. Is this for real, or is it a satire? We will get to that and much more coming up on The Medved Show, 1-800-955-1776.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Paxlovid, even if you have the best medical care in the world, and I'm fairly confident that the President of the United States does, if you're 79 years old and you have a medical history, you have aneurysms, I think there are two different recent cases where President Biden, before he ran for president this time, he had been hospitalized with aneurysms. He He's active, obviously. I mean, the fact that he fell off a bicycle is a still a tribute to the fact that he rides a bicycle, and most people at age 79 don't. But this is Vice President Kamala Harris tested negative for COVID-19 today, according to a White House official. And the official said she was last with Biden on Tuesday and would continue with her schedule, which included a visit to Charlotte, North Carolina, as planned. And one of the things that you think about is that just yesterday there was a you can see the photographs. And the photographs are moving, and I was planning to actually talk about that with you a little bit because they were together with the First Lady of Ukraine, Olena Zelenska. Sometimes I think they say Zelenskaya. But in any event, she was here in the United States. She spoke movingly to Congress. She got almost a full minute of a standing ovation. And there were photographs of her meeting together with Jill and the president very close by, not masked. And then, of course, there are all kinds of theories because he has been traveling so much recently. The president tweeted just a couple of hours ago, folks, I'm doing great. Thanks for your concern. And he noted that he had spoken to a group of Pennsylvania officials, including Senator Bob Casey, to send my regrets for missing our event today, keeping busy. And I'm sure he is. The photo accompanying the tweet showed Mr. Biden wearing a blue blazer and an open collar dress shirt, seated at a desk in the Treaty Room of the White House residence. Aides have said Mr. Biden does plan to run for a second term in 2024. The polls have shown a majority of voters, even a majority of Democrats, don't want him to run, with many citing his age as a key factor. And by the way, concerning the 76-year-old Donald J. Trump, I don't know. And by the way, if anyone has gotten the final word as to whether Trump has confirmed that contribution, it's being hailed as a masterful witticism that he... The one thing that leads me to believe that it might be just a goof, a fake, somebody pretending to be Donald Trump and sort of finding his voice to speak in, is the reference to Kevin Sorbo and to Lou Ferrigno and to Disney's Hercules. I doubt that Donald Trump or most of you listening out there are even aware of Disney's Hercules. It was one of the least successful Disney animated films ever and really did not do very well. But that was in the a reference to and also for using the term Herculean, that he struggled, that doctors said that Trump struggled in Herculean fashion against the virus. I don't know. Would the real Trump have used the term China virus at a time like this, basically to rib Biden after saying that many people believe Trump does that all the time, that he's the worst president we've ever had. That sort of it seems to me is possible for President Trump. Yesterday, President Biden was in Massachusetts, and maybe he was already showing some of the early signs of COVID, though I believe as recently as Tuesday, he had tested a negative. And this is President Trump in Massachusetts was not always coherent. And one of the sections that he offered yesterday in his speech, this is clip 18, got the entire world deeply concerned that he had cancer. This is President Biden in Somerset, Massachusetts yesterday. Listen.
My mother drove us, and rather than us or then be able to walk. And guess what? The first frost, you know what was happening. You had to put on your windshield wipers to get literally the oil slick off the window. That's why I and so damn many other people I grew up have cancer. And why can't for the longest time, Delaware had the highest cancer rate in the nation.
Okay, he's talking about Delaware. He's talking about, I think, oil refineries near his house. And the White House has clarified he was referring to minor skin cancer removals that occurred for him before his presidency. They were always on the declarations about his health. That no, it is not that the president has both COVID and cancer. That would be a little much. Biden's COVID czar, Dr. Ashish Jha, and his press secretary, Jean Saint-Pierre, both shut down a reporter for asking what they consider to be an impertinent question. This is just a couple of hours ago. This is clip 19.
Where was he infected? I don't think we know. I certainly don't know if you have any thoughts on that.
Look, I don't think that matters, right? I think what matters is we prepared for this moment. I think what matters is what Dr. Jha just laid out. If we look at where we were a year and a half ago, this is a president, when he walked in, one of his first priorities was to make sure we had a comprehensive plan to get people vaccinated. And so now today, look to today, more and more people are getting closer to having a more normal life. Vaccines are available. And as Dr. Jha said, if you have not gotten vaccinated, please do. If you have not gotten boosted, please do. These are treatments that are going to keep you safe. And I think that's what matters here, is making sure that we continue to do the work. And the good thing is that the president, again, has been vaccinated and double boosted.
Diseases in the news, breaking news, and this is news we didn't need. A New York health officials report a case of polio. It is the first case of polio in the U.S. in nearly a decade. And given the fact that the polio vaccines have been so spectacularly successful and have saved literally millions of lives all around the world, could it be that some of the anti-vax insanity has contributed to the first polio case in the country in nearely a decade? The same city that is being ravaged, New York City, by...
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is taking Paxlovid for his COVID infection. Experts say the drug will likely help him to recover quickly. The president also posting a short video to his Twitter feed.
Hey folks, guess you heard this morning I tested positive for COVID. But I've been double vaccinated, double boosted. Symptoms are mild. And I really appreciate your inquiries and your concerns. But I'm doing well, getting a lot of work done, going to continue to get it done. And in the meantime, thanks for your concern and keep the faith. It's going to be okay.
The latest border report shows a steady rise in illegal immigrants with ties to terrorism. Six illegal immigrants were flagged for being on the terror watch list in June. That's far more than the 30 terror suspects arrested in the last 4 years combined. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
On the Michael Medved show, the figures for COVID, you know, with COVID so much in the news right now because of the disclosure by the White House that President Biden has tested positive. And Centers for Disease Control and Prevention finds people between the ages of 75 and 84 face an 8 times greater risk of hospitalization and a 240 times greater risk of death from COVID than the rest of the population. The trials did show that the drug Paxlovid reduced both hospitalizations and deaths from COVID by almost 90% in unvaccinated patients. Okay, COVID cases in the USA on a 7-day average. July 20th, 2021, last year, a year ago, 38,437. Right now, 127,288. Now, the important thing to keep in mind is those are cases. They are not deaths. They are not hospitalizations. But the figure on deaths are pretty, that's pretty alarming too. A death 7-day average, 2021, 273 deaths. And, now, July 20th, 2022, it is, I'm afraid, as of yesterday, 414 compared to 273. We do have a COVID problem. No matter how urgently, how passionately we want it to be over. I know tonight, it's actually tomorrow night, Friday night, The Mariners are back in town to try to extend their 14-game winning streak. If they extend it to 15 games, they win on Friday night, then they will share the all-time record for this franchise. The previous record of 15 games in a row was set in their golden year of 2001. It's a long time ago. But they're sold out. The stadium is sold out, which is a great rarity. People are scalping tickets. And yet this COVID situation is still among us. And it's very peculiar because once upon a time, if you'd go into Costco and go shopping, you'd see that pretty much everybody was masked. And we went the other night, and about half. On a supermarket, not a supermarket, but a big, large box store, like Costco is, yeah, we wear masks, at least at a point. And here is an embarrassing flashback. 1 year ago today, this was Joe Biden speaking about the subject of the moment. Listen.
You're okay. You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
Yeah.
Okay. What's important now to understand is that that's not true. Your chances of getting COVID are reduced. They are not eliminated. It's just like if you have COVID and you recover from the illness, your chances are less of getting it again, but they are not eliminated, obviously. I mean, Joe Biden, totally double vaccinated, double boosted. He's done everything he should, and he's got the illness. And meanwhile, the concerns around us, there's also this from the AP. This just breaking news as well. The top U.S. Air Force general in the Middle East warned today that Iran-backed militias could resume attacks in the region against the United States and its allies as tensions rise. Assaults that could lead to a new Middle East escalation. What specifically are the rising tensions? Well, they have to do with the fact that finally, the Biden administration, and having nothing to do with the president's illness, the Biden administration seems to have woken up to the idea that they're not going to get this new deal with Iran that they've been trying so hard to get. And Iran also met with what they had the chutzpah. Chutzpah means gall, nerve, of course. They had the chutzpah. This is Recep Tayyip Erdogan, the dictator of Turkey, and the dictator of Russia, President Vladimir Putin, and then the president of Iran. And that's Russia, Iran, and Turkey. And they had claimed that they were going to form a new, not an axis of evil, an axis of good. Sound good to you? All that they need is more cooperation. And thank God, Turkey seems to have cooperated, at least in terms of providing drones and other equipment to Ukraine. Turkey seemed to have cooperated with its NATO allies. Turkey is a member of NATO. But the arming of Russia trading arms and drones and equipment back and forth with Iran, and the strong support for Iran at a time when the president just came back from Saudi Arabia from a trip that was generally considered to be something of a flop, of a dud, of a mixed message, if best, with the famous fist bump and the rest of it. But enlisting Saudi Arabia very clearly on the side of right thinking and decency and defense of democracy and law and order, that, it seems to me, is obviously an important priority. John Bolton has a piece today in the Journal, in the Wall Street Journal, and I would love to talk to John Bolton about that in the days ahead. He is suggesting that what the United States should do is to send out a joint group of leaders from the Gulf Emirates, from Bahrain, and from those Arab countries that have basically made peace with Israel. They're working together to try to head off Iran. And to send those people together to different world capitals to show that really the path to peace and to stability and to some kind of order in the Middle East was in that kind of cooperation and not further agitation and threats. There is a great deal of threat concerning a crime. Will crime be on the ballot in November? There is a piece today suggesting that 425 murders this past year in Seattle area, in the state of Washington, actually. And that number of murders, the highest ever. And what's the cause of it? Well, they actually, in the story in the Seattle Times, they even link it very directly to a decrease in the number of police officers. And there's so many things where Seattle leads the way, and not just in baseball, where the state of Washington has great numbers about lots of things. It does not have a great number in terms of police protection. We have per capita the lowest rate of police officers per capita, per the number of people who live here, of any state in the union. This is an area where we have some catching up to do. How will we do it? Will Governor Inslee even recognize that as a problem? We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II and, yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day, plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Really interesting email that just came in on the Michael Medved show, and I thank you for it. And the email is from James in Bellevue, Washington. And he writes, I listened to your program about the 10 big lies about same-sex marriage, and then heard your comments on the stupid bill dealing with same-sex marriage in the United States Congress. What happened? What he's talking about is the fact that this is some years ago, and when I say some years ago, more than 10, we put out and made available, I gave a talk, and I don't even remember where that talk was, but I put together my thoughts about redefining marriage, which I always opposed. And I oppose the Obergefell decision. I think the Obergefell decision was badly decided, that this should not have been decided that way by the Supreme Court for every state in the union. And it was very much like the abortion situation, where they were in the process of legalizing abortion anyway. There were 23 states that had legalized abortion before Roe. And there were also a number of states, many of them, and I don't know the exact number, that had authorized same-sex marriage before Obergefell. And when he asks what happened is Obergefell, which is the Supreme Court can make a decision like that, and even if it's wrongly decided, and I think that Obergefell was wrongly decided, it changes things. And all of a sudden you have people all across the country, and I've mentioned this before, the statistics show there are about 500,000 same-sex couples who have sought the protections and the privileges of marriage. What are you going to do with those people? I mean, in other words, this argument is over. And I am fairly confident that that right now, if you read the polling, it's close to 70% of Americans who support same-sex marriage. It's very different from what it was before Obergefell. In any event, James says, what happened? Well, anyways, I'm in an interracial marriage, he says, and I don't feel I need protection and still believe in the definition of marriage as one man, one woman. Enjoyed your passion on the subject. It did seem surreal at times, since no one seems to defend marriage like that anymore. Well, you're right, because it's again, there are certain things where there's a famous saying that was used by Churchill, that the dogs bark, but the caravan moves on. And having spent a great deal of time, energy, and effort, and people who've listened to the show for a while know that to be true, opposing the redefinition of marriage once it has been redefined, and once you have whole couples and families out there who have adopted children, or they have produced children through surrogates, or they have children, and you have same-sex couples, and you have same-sex marriages, it changes the reality. And the idea of arguing for changing back is certainly not something that I intended by getting that tape on the 10 Big Lies about same-sex marriage. I haven't heard it for a long time since I spoke it originally. I suspect that I still stand by most of it except for the result, because the result involves basically going along with a system that has worked pretty well for the United States, which is allowing even audaciously and wrongly decided Supreme Court cases to function as defining the law of the land. Because if you don't have a Supreme Court defining of the law of the land, and you don't give the Supreme Court a certain amount of power, then even if you hate certain decisions or you strongly disagree with them in any event, you are going to be losing the idea of appealing to a final authority rather than people screaming and shouting and demonstrating in the streets. And by the way, today there's controversy about Nancy Mace, who is a congresswoman from South Carolina. She just won her primary. She was opposed by President Trump, and she won handily against a Trump-endorsed, also somebody who had previously been in Congress. I think her name was Arrington. In any event, today at the session of Congress where they're voting on contraceptives, and why are they voting on contraceptives? Why are they voting on birth control? Because one of the cases mentioned by Clarence Thomas that has the same due process concerns based on substantive due process. The case is Griswold versus Connecticut from 1965, and he mentioned it, and that was the case that invalidated a then-existent Connecticut law that made contraceptives unavailable, and not just to young people, but to married couples. And that was actually what they were arguing about in Griswold. In any event, no one on the court seemed to think that it was a great idea to have the government basically stepping in and preventing people from getting contraceptives, which were relatively new in 1965. But what they did argue about was whether it should be the government to change policy, in this case the legislature of Connecticut, or whether it should be the Supreme Court. And that's when Justice Douglas, in his majority opinion, created, and he did, out of whole cloth, the right of privacy, and where he famously referred to a penumbra of an emanation of an implication in the Bill of Rights that had created this right of privacy that he wanted to apply to the availability of contraception. The reason that contraception is different from everything else, and the point about Nancy Mace, she was wearing a sign. She had put a sign on the back of her jacket that she was wearing. It was hand-lettered, and it said, "Protect contraception." She was obviously one of those few Republicans who voted for this bill. "Protect contraception." It says, "My state right now is trying to outlaw all exceptions." What she's talking about is in South Carolina, they are basically saying that they want to ban abortion entirely, even in cases of rape and incest, which would apply to that awful case that everyone has heard about the poor girl who was raped twice and then had to travel from her home in Ohio to Indiana in order to get an abortion that took place in 6 weeks, 3 days after conception. And again, all of this is hitting our state legislatures all at once. People are tremendously worried about the court moving forward to strike down protections of contraception. I think that is extremely remote. And the reason that James in Bellevue refers to these bills as stupid is because by conferring national protection, what they're doing is protecting about a danger against a danger that isn't real. I, however, think that it's appropriate to take this panic out of the public mind. And who knows? I mean, if we go some months or years from right now and we see that there is no dramatic move by the Supreme Court to undermine things like the rights to interracial marriage or the rights to same-sex marriage or the rights to contraception, that is not going to happen. As Justice Kavanaugh said, and as Justice Alito said in his majority opinion, he said it as well, that this is not a natural progression. It is not basically the logical outcome of the decision that they made in the Dobbs case. That should reassure people, but it may be that the passage of time will reassure them more, and probably these bills will pass. They would need to get the 10 Republican votes in the Senate. Would those votes exist to protect contraception, to protect interracial marriage? That surely would exist and should pass. But it would prevent the Democrats from exploiting this hysteria, which is not a good thing. Hysteria is never an appropriate tool for political goals in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.